Joe is not science.
That's fair.
Joe is science. He's Joe literally the living embodiment of science.
I'm adding that to my list of times.
Can you stop typing? I'm trying to record a podcast in here.
Science, quick.
Obviously no one goes in there. The rats are making a mess.
I mean, we have
taking
a room.
The rats to Isengard.
Taking the rats to Isengard.
Isengard.
Mm-hmm. We just got a weird thumbs up.
Yeah, I was like, is this room? Oh, good. You guys
weird
are
though.
In
the red barrier. Oh, what's his name?
Who?
What's his name?
Who? I don't. There's fucking 500 people at this company now.
I
what's
know.
His name?
I don't want to name drop anybody.
And I don't remember any of their names because I don't care.
Yeah.
I got hit with it real bad on like Tuesday or whatever it was when I was over there for breakfast and I'm like navigating all the new hires. And it really, I mean, I keep thinking I've hit the rock bottom. Sitsock, by the way, who we're recording.
I'm not Sitsock.
Kendrick,
Joe.
Better one.
Okay.
And I have a cough. I'm going to try to cough away.
Cough right. Just put your
no,
mouth
God,
over
no.
Mic.
Anyway. And I thought that I had reached rock bottom on not giving a shit about new employees, but I realized there was a lower level. I tunneled into rock bottom. And found the sweet, juicy, not giving a shit underneath that.
Wow.
I don't
black
understand
gold.
The difference is giving a shit. Like, you
like I almost aggressively didn't want to talk to anyone there.
Do you actually ever want to talk to anyone anyway?
No, but like, I was at the point where I was just mad-dogging everybody who tried to talk to me.
People would try to talk to you?
No, they were like making eye contact, and I was just glaring at them until they
wait,
saw
me. Wait. Does that mean people want to talk to you when they look at you in the eyes? Because I've been misreading that my
maybe,
entire
I
life.
Maybe, I
don't know. Because I just go...
Well, no, I mean, like they were clearly trying to engage or something.
That any
like,
sort of
oh, comfort, like,
any sort of possible
mad talking.
That really awkward smile.
Hey, I know, just go.
No, I was just walking around, heads down. I don't even look at people anymore. I just look at my coffee, my feet.
I have to look at my coffee when I walk because I might spill it.
Well, you have to check in, but like now I'm just staring, and I don't like anybody. Except one guy who always mentions me by name. And I'm not going to speak any more names on the podcast, but he's always
great.
Are you going to say your name?
He's a good guy. No.
I don't know my name.
We had.
It doesn't matter.
We were
going to
talk
is.
About something specifically.
You Kevin wanna, had a thing.
Kevin had a thing. We were going to talk about it specifically for this episode.
Well, specifically for last episode.
Because last time we got totally sidetracked.
Do you know what it is?
No, I cannot remember.
It's Patrick's movie.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah. Which I finally got to see.
I needed to watch it again. You haven't seen it, right?
Hmm.
Maybe we should all watch it before we talk about it on the
that's
podcast.
A good point, yeah. I'll see if I can get it off this computer this weekend and upload it.
Well, I don't know why it's not on YouTube yet.
Yeah, I should just start it, put it on my YouTube.
I mean, the weirdest thing that your kids are gonna have said about them in the comments is like, I don't know, I'm gonna kidnap that kid or
yeah,
that kid's gonna be mine soon.
Do the
can't
whole,
wait to have that kid
I know
in my
where you
basement.
Live. Wow.
I mean, that's the darkest stuff that might come off the internet.
I know how the brake lines are in your car now.
Yeah. I know what time you're not at home.
I know what time you are at home.
I'm in your couch.
I am your couch.
So I keep... We had a very long discussion, Kevin, me, Amy, and Megan, about people hiding in your house. And Kevin's just not afraid of anything, we figured out, watching a bunch of horror
well,
movies.
Well, no,
like,
he's fucking...
He
he's
has,
Kevin.
He has
Kevin
no fear perfect. Of anything because he irrationalizes away everything. So
irrationalizes
like,
or rationalizes?
No, because it's an irrational argument he's making to rationalize things
oh,
away.
Oh, cool. Go on.
So, I mean, I guess that is rationalization, but I
well,
wanted to
well,
call it irrationalization.
Explain.
So, like, okay.
Elaborate.
Put the words in Kevin's mouth.
Open your mouth, Kevin. Oh, I don't
know the many
times
just baby
bird
those words right in his mouth.
We're all, like, watching horror movies, and he doesn't, like, jump or doesn't, like, seem to get scared in any way. I think what we centered on, and this is all stuff from my shoddy, shoddy memory, is that he doesn't believe that any scenario in any horror movie could ever actually happen to him. And I was like, well, Kevin, why don't you believe someone could like break into your house and kill you? He's like, well, the alarm would go off and that would scare them away. And I'm like, no, I don't think that, it's not going to happen like that. Just because an alarm goes off doesn't mean someone's not going to shoot you in your face. Like, it's still, you could still happen that way. And he's like, well... If someone was in the house, the cops would come and they would find him. And I was like, not if I was hiding inside of your couch. Like, if I lifted your couch up and cut the bottom out and just, like, made, a Kyle-sized hole in the bottom of his couch and just waited till they were all asleep.
There could be someone in there now.
Every single person in the room, that wasn't me. So the other three people were like, that's asinine. No one could ever hide inside of a couch. No one could ever get inside of a couch and have people still sit on it without being completely obvious. And I was like... Oh man, I want
to
do this
so
hard.
You're
going to
fuck
cut
up a couch.
Yeah,
I'm going to
destroy their couch. I'm going to like they're going to be like doing something out in the backyard, and I'm going to like cut a hole in Kevin's couch in the bottom, and like try to like wiggle in there, and like put my legs in there, and maybe come part of the shape of it.
Kyle is currently assuming the form of a couch.
Yeah. Assume form.
I have a couch.
I thought it was not as asinine as people said. And, like, they were all like, no one would ever do that to hurt a family. And I'm like, but that's why I'm thinking of it, because, like, I would do that. And I'm someone, so you should be scared of me.
Yeah, I'm the person. You did create a fake murder room in your basement.
Yeah, that's true. I know. There's people crazier than me out there.
Fake,
okay?
Quote unquote.
Yeah.
There was no real people harmed.
Asterisk.
What do you consider real people?
I don't have to answer that.
They're not people anymore.
Yeah. If you can't say no, no, please don't kill me, you're not a person.
If you're dead, you're not a person anymore. You're dead.
Anyway, I thought that I was completely justified. And more to the point, like, we don't understand Kevin's irrationalization of the thing, why he's not scared of anything. You want to maybe explain it from your mouth instead of me just talking about it?
I don't know.
Kevin, elaborate.
That's enough time to have collected your thoughts.
Yeah. Well, I'm basically like cat yelling at you.
I don't know. Just, I don't find scary movies scary, usually. I don't know.
Let's take approaches from a different angle. What do you find scary? Like, what's one thing in life that would actually scare you?
You said that doll head scene creeped you out.
The doll head scene.
The doll head.
Oh.
That your son did.
Oh, yeah. That
spoiler
was,
alert.
Well,
yeah.
But
yeah,
my
that
God.
That,
I didn't
ever
creepy
just the
doll.
Fact that he did it was the creepy part. He's like figured out
that
how
he
to
was
make
capable
that
of it. Yeah.
What's that Joko song? Creepy doll? Yeah.
It's a creepy doll.
Yeah.
It always follows you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like,
I gotta hear that.
Like getting sideswiped in traffic.
Okay.
And the kids are on that side. That scares me.
So you're just scared of your kids for your kids' lives.
Yeah.
Nothing scares you in your own right.
Well, I mean, nothing that would be in a horror movie.
That's not
an example
no.
of like a real thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. Like, because horror movies
sure
are
there.
Cancer.
Span the gambit.
Yeah.
There's horror movies about cancer.
Gas leaks.
There's horror movies about gas leaks.
People of other ethnicities?
What? Yeah,
like,
there's
what
racist
horror
movies.
Oh, what?
Sorry, Joe. I can't, but I want to know why you're not, like, you can't come up with this on the spot. Like, I'd be scared if, like, a demon came out of Joe right now and just ripped you two apart and then was like, I'm going to fuck you dry, silly, and, like, puts his hand inside of me and tears my insides out from my anus. Like, that would scare
that
me.
That happened once.
I'm kind of scared of that.
But, okay, here we come back to the rationalization.
I mean,
that's, I know that's not
going to
happen.
You don't,
though.
You can't prove that that's not going to happen.
I can't prove it, but I know for a fact.
That's...
I mean, he's got you there.
No, he doesn't have me anywhere. He just said, I can't prove it, but I know for a fact that those things are diametrically
if
opposite.
If it happens, I will
you can't
pay
prove
be
it.
Dead is
surgery.
What you'll do. You'll be dead, because everybody
you
in the room
can't
died.
You can't prove a negative,
I don't have to. He has to prove the
we'll
counter-negative to my
both.
Positive.
So
that's what I'm saying,
though.
You're making an assertion.
Can
you prove that
will.
A demon exists and can do that?
I don't have to prove it to be afraid of it.
Well, but that's the exact same logic he's using to say he doesn't have to prove it.
Yeah,
to
but he's the one that's wrong here.
The scariest
I'm the
part.
Matt checks out.
If I'm
sorry,
cautious,
Kevin, you're the one who's wrong.
Being
here.
Cautious is better than being like ignorant, right? If just because we don't think
he's
demons exist,
you ignorant. That's not cool.
I call
the
Kevin way worse.
The scariest part
than
about that scenario is that I'd be dead, and I don't know how Megan. It would be hard for Megan to support. Or, like,
see,
support
that's
the
not
kids.
Scary. That's just sad.
Too real. Like
they'd
be fine.
Like,
you have life insurance.
They'd be devastated.
Yeah, but they'd get over you. Everybody gets over everybody with time. Okay?
Cool, thanks.
It's not like she's gonna like commit suicide and take everyone with her. Like she's
well,
more.
Do you have life insurance?
Yeah,
there you go. Like, you never worry about
fine.
It.
That'll get him long enough for her to find a sugar daddy.
What about
it's
like,
all right.
Like what if like an intercontinental missile came down and just blew up work? Like you're not afraid of that just happening
I'm
at
not.
Any moment?
I'm not really.
It's worried. Topical, but I'm just.
Well, yeah, but
scenarios.
I mean, if it happens, there's nothing to do.
Like,
yeah, but it would be terrifying if you like someone was like, there's only 10 seconds to get out of here, and for some reason I decided to tell you instead of just letting it happen.
That was
absolutely.
8 seconds that you used. I'm like, no!
I would absolutely void my bowels just looking for the comfort.
You're like, I've never done this before.
Yeah. Like, I think I'd try to throw something through these windows just to see what object around me would get through it. Like, would it be a
chair? I love this fear thing turned into,
me.
Like, what would you do in the last 8 seconds of your life?
I don't even know. It really depends on where I am.
Try to slap everyone in the room.
Yeah.
Yeah. Da, 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 da.
Yeah.
Drop trial one more time and then die.
What about like, so one of the things that I'm afraid of, and I've probably already said this a lot of times in this podcast, is like someone being inside of my house, like in the walls or the like the mm-hmm. attic or of my house. Like,
yeah,
and
yeah.
I don't know
was that
about
movie
it
again.
There's like 1,000.
Yeah, but what's
there,
the one?
There was an actual like news article of that
yeah.
recently. where the guy was like, he kept, and that actually I think that was partially the inspiration for our idea.
A little bit of Crawl, yeah.
Was that, like, there was a news article, this guy kept, like, finding stuff missing in his house. Like,
that,
food and stuff.
Was that woman?
Yeah, he, like, set up cameras and stuff, and this is a fucking woman living in the walls of his house.
In, like, the crawl space.
Yeah, yeah, it, like, no, like, it was in, like, it's venting in the
yeah,
attic.
So she would just, like, come out at night and, like, get food and stuff and then go back
in. One of the movies about it is People Under the Stairs.
Terrifying.
That's the one I was thinking of. Because it's about those people under the stairs.
Yeah.
They were under the stairs?
Yeah.
Under the stairs.
Well, and other places, too.
In the house, but they were most
in all the other places, too.
Pretty much anywhere.
We're gonna get, like, deep meme love today, like.
Yeah.
I think you'll find that you need.
I know, and now see, I have to admit, I haven't.
Shut up, woman! Get on my.
Sorry, I have to admit that I have not actually looked in my attic, probably since I bought the house.
Mm-hmm. Neither have I, and
because that attic is like, well, the attic is not really a storage attic. It's one of the ones that's got, like, nails sticking out everywhere.
Death attic, yeah.
So it's like I don't go up there.
It's insulation only.
No,
not even sure there's insulation in there. It's just nails. Just nails everywhere. Like, unnecessary ones. They're just nails sticking, like, glued on. They're glued on with the pointy end out. Like, why did you do that?
I just don't... So, I don't... What I don't get, though, is, like, how your brain doesn't allow yourself to feel irrational fear, though. Like, that's what I'm trying to understand is, like, when I built that escape room in my basement, like, I was really scared. Like, and when I watched Marianne at the same time, like, it was about this crazy witch. And I was like, I'm just, every time I look at the basement, because we keep it cracked because it gets really cold down there and we're trying to circulate
air. Circulation.
And I'm just looking at the crack and I'm expecting to see just this terrible face looking at me. Like, and
I did the same thing every time I go past my basement. If I open up the door, like, at night when I, like, check all the doors before I go to bed, I'll just crack that open.
Do you do that?
And I'll just look down and, like, I'm half expecting there to be somebody at the bottom of the stairs coming up.
Have you guys considered the possibility that you two are, in fact, psychotic?
No, I know that it's what it is, but I'm irrationalizing my psychosis away.
Okay. So more than one person talks at the same time, it is incomprehensible in recordings.
That's why we do it. Who wants... Nobody's listening.
Also, all of this... I'm going to get that stupid sound isolated thing, because that was really annoying during Science Talk.
Yeah. That was my bad.
It was you and you.
I was getting...
Yeah. Anyway,
I don't fucking blame me. You don't know who it was.
I know how sand engineering works. It wasn't me.
Well, I can know how it works and still ignore it.
I can blame Kyle really easily. It's easy. Watch. Kyle did it. Okay. Next question.
I guess I did.
Next song.
Next.
That's just one note, man. That's what I told you to do the bendy every now and again. All
right. What were you saying before we were talking over each other?
We were talking about...
Oh, that, you and I are crazy.
Well, and how, like, you have irrational... they're called irrational fears. They're not called everybody has the normal fears.
I think they're rational.
Well, how many times has a person been in your house?
It doesn't matter.
Okay. How many times has a person you know been injured by somebody who's in their house?
Only takes us once.
Yeah.
Right. But that's what makes it irrational.
But the reason, irrational fear, that it's never happened is because I am worried about it.
Irrational fear is being sideswiped in traffic, because that shit happens all the time.
An example of rational fear okay.
is that you will forget to pay your bill, and then they'll turn the electricity off. Unless you have auto
pay.
Are
you afraid of that?
Those are things that are rational things to be scared of.
But someone breaking into my house is not a rational fear?
No.
Why?
Because it's really statistically unlikely.
But it happens all the time around us. Look at our ring thing.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
You have rings, so you'll be ready.
So why is it irrational if it actually is happening around me?
How many times has it happened to you?
But just because it's not happening to me doesn't mean I'm not...
Happening around me. Okay. Precisely how many break-ins have happened in the last year?
None, because I'm super paranoid.
Around you?
Around me?
Yes.
I would have to go back and look, but I'd say like one a week.
One a week. And how many houses?
The greater Westminster area.
So probably a couple 100,000 people?
That are reporting stuff like that, yeah.
So one in 100,000 has a low-level baseline.
That seems high to me.
That's what I'm saying, is that's the easy...
That means I'm next.
Low ball. Once a week. You have a 1 in 100,000 chance of someone attempting to break into your house.
Yeah, it's really high.
100,000 to 1.
Mm-hmm.
How many times have you passed or won?
How many times have I also won contests where the odds were lower than that?
How many times have you done?
Zero.
Yeah, so.
So it's likely that they're going to break in.
That's not how that works.
Yeah, it is. Because I'm unlucky and that's going to happen.
No, you're unlucky so it won't happen.
No, that's the opposite of what I think.
No, because you're unlucky, so the most common thing's going to happen, not the...
No, 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 I'm unlucky, so the least common thing's going to happen.
No, that's how you win stuff.
It's reverse anti-luck.
That's not... What the fuck is happening?
You win a break-in.
Yeah, I won a break-in.
You
yeah.
win.
Yeah, no, wait, I don't like that.
Congratulations.
I lost and they broke into my house.
If during... I break into somebody's house, that's what I want to do. Boom! Kick the door down. Congratulations, you've won!
Boom. Lucky 10,000,
bitch. Jeez. Also, armed robberies are extremely uncommon.
Everybody makes fun of me for it, so I know that I do have irrational fear.
Do people post video of them being broken into, or they just say they were broken into?
They say it. And lots of them are about gunshots, too.
Yeah, people hear gunshots all the time.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. But, like, decent... Lately, a lot of the gunshot ones have been followed by people taking, like, pictures or, like, their rings of the cops driving by. And, like, I'm like, oh, maybe there was a gunshot. I don't care, because we're above that.
We hear gunshots in the neighborhood all the time. But I can't decide if it's gunshots or just the shitty cars people drive backfired. And every now and again you hear gunshots, but 9 times out of 10 it's just some drunk person shooting cans in their backyard or something.
Yeah, or someone that found their stock of fireworks and they're just lighting off.
Yep. Or the one, the last time
just have stocks of fireworks.
Actually, that happens a lot.
Yeah.
In our neighborhood, we just sound like every now and again we'll hear what I thought was machine gun fire at one point because like cack 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 cack, and we're like, what the fuck? And I look outside and there's just this. These guys just sending off all their fireworks.
Well, and again, like, mentally, because we're all fucked up, we're like, that must have been machine guns. You're like, guys, it's really hard to get a hold of a machine gun here.
I know.
And you're not just going to use it to shoot in the streets. What is this, a rock?
I feel like, Ring makes me feel like it's a rock.
What does?
Ring.
Well, yeah, that's the problem, is it's selection bias. It makes you think it's really happening a lot, and it's just people freaking out. It's like Nextdoor.
The problem I have...
Listen to Nextdoor, we live in a fucking wasteland.
The problem I have with your logic is that it's just taking one side and making it seem more justified than the other side, where actually everything is bad.
Wouldn't that bind me against lower?
So, basically what I feel like you're explaining is the fact that, oh, you're just using selection bias to show that things aren't going to happen, but I think they are. But what about the other way around? What if you're using reverse selection bias to ignore all the stuff that's actually happening and not care about it?
You mean I'm using data science?
In the opposite way.
To say that the bulk of the time?
You're just saying because it's unlikely it's not happening.
Well, statistically, it's very unlikely that it's going to happen to you. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I don't want to be a statistic.
You are a statistic.
Fuck.
Your fucking face is a statistic. You fucking right there, where, motherfucker.
Look, I didn't go to college for
you
numbers,
did not go to
okay?
College.
I did actually go to college.
I was there. I saw you.
Damn. See?
But you didn't go
that's
to
that's data science, bitch. It's no, observation.
That's anecdotal evidence. Joe is not science.
That's fair.
Joe is science. He's
Joe
literally the living embodiment
science.
Of science.
I'm adding that to my list of times.
I'm trying to record a podcast in here.
Science, quick.
So,
anyway, I'm just trying to say that Kevin needs to be more afraid. And so what I was going to do is I was going to break into his house,
fear.
Kidnap his family, and do some really crazy things to him. That way he knows fear. Is that so irrational?
No, because here's the thing that you're missing.
Wait, I'm
Kevin
sorry,
knows
no
fear.
No was the answer to that?
Hey, Joe's science.
Kevin,
no,
he's
not. Joe is. Joe's chaos.
The one thing that you are missing is that Kevin knows no fear. You're going to go in, break into the house, and try to kidnap his family, and he'll destroy you doing it.
No.
That's what will happen.
I'll get one family
I know.
Member. God, you better fucking believe
he'll just
it.
Just cut you down.
Yeah. I know. Do it. But I'm going to be like serial killer steroids. Like, I'm going to get my arm cut off and I'm just going to shove it down like someone's throat.
Kevin's an action hero.
Yeah.
Like, he actually
so,
is.
But I'm
that.
A psycho. Like, it's going to be the best movie ever.
Here's what
yeah.
happens. To get in, it will trigger one of the alarms and I'll hear it. And I have the sword next to
but
my
you
bed.
Guys gave me the code.
Question.
Well, that's true,
answer.
But it still starts beeping before
question.
You.
Your alarm system?
Yeah.
For your door,
mm-hmm.
How is it actuated? Is there like a sensor?
Yeah, so the door opens.
And is it like magnetic?
Yeah, are we giving the information
opens.
To our
no,
users about how to break
in? There's faults in
the
system.
Oh,
well.
Sure there is. I'm
what
sure
I'm saying
is,
it, and when it breaks, it transmits it, right? So there's a defect on that system because it transmits a signal
mm-hmm.
that's been broken. So if you use a jammer that mm-hmm. sends enough noise on that signal, you can keep the door open.
That's why you think you have these like safeguards
now.
In place.
Well, to be honest, Leela's gonna get up.
She's going to be like, it's Kyle.
It's Kyle. And she's going to do the little head shake and
yeah.
her collar jingles.
See, I got you, mate.
I hear it every time.
And you're going to pull his Glock.
And then...
It's fine.
So
I'm serial killer strong.
See, the way my staircase is, it's like the old staircases that go around the right way, so I can use the sword around the corner.
True.
Yeah, but I'm not going to wait around the corner for you to stab
well,
me.
Well, to get to any of the family members, you have to go upstairs.
I'm not going
to
wait.
And you'll probably,
up there.
You'll probably fuck up and go for one of the fake family members he has distributed.
See, now, that is the level of paranoia I expect.
But,
fake
yeah.
family members.
Or you have like a blow up doll of your children. No,
well,
that's not
technically,
right.
If you come in with a helicopter, you can cut a hole in the roof and then just pull
yeah,
it
right that's
through
the thing
hole.
I'm going through the front door. You know, every window's a door, right?
Yeah, the little alarm tracker's on every window.
But I don't have to open the window, I can just break it.
Then I'm going to hear
I
it.
Can stab little holes.
Here's a. You know what you could do is you could just get a saw, just cut the whole doorknob and security device out and then set them on.
Silent saw.
And then while
also,
you're at
I could
it,
just
go upstairs,
but I also could
get
just,
underneath and saw
could,
out the bed from underneath.
I could just pump like sleeping gas in your house and then do anything I wanted.
Yeah, you could.
Sure. See, look, I've thought about this, not specifically with you, but it's all up here.
Cut power to the house, burn
yeah.
it down.
It's all up in the
family,
noggin.
Set them on
how to kill grid. People who don't expect to be killed by Kyle Hagen.
I don't think you should.
You're right. We are fucking crazy.
Wait a minute.
I just wanted you to realize that from your own eyes.
No, I
the authorities are on their way here.
Yeah,
now.
No, it does.
Well, I mean, they'll never catch me because this is a life model decoy.
That's not true because you never admit to being a life model decoy.
Yeah, but I'm doing it for dramatic effect.
No, because a life model decoy wouldn't, which means the other you is a life model decoy. And this is the real one.
Fuck.
Yeah.
That's the one I sent.
But
you
I after. Thought I was the life model decoy.
That's the trick. That's how you get the life model decoy.
That's yeah, the gotta be like the dumbest cop out in all of comic book lore.
Like did, model decoys?
Yeah.
No, yeah.
Did you like Ghost? I saw you playing it.
I got
wow.
Like,
it's hard tangent.
No, because it's actually very relevant. Because we basically have life model decoys. That's the last time we saw Joe. Oh, well.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Not this one.
No,
not me. Not
other
the,
Joe. We're, no. We actually got a new Joe in the other group, and we lose a Joe here. So the total number of Joes in my life has maintained a constant, disturbingly.
Balance is restored.
No, basically, you get life model decoys in Ghost, and I really enjoyed it the first few hours I got to play, but I have not been able to play since then because Kate said the Switch, and now I have to decide if I want to buy a Switch. But I just spent $600 on 5 fillings for my face.
Yeah, that's.
And I don't really want to spend the money on that.
That's why I said the Switch Lite, because
but
you save $100.
Okay. Yeah, that's like.
But I
it's
guess what I'm
really
saying is,
nice, though. It's super lightweight.
The Switch Lite is what Kate could take to work because it's less bulky,
sure,
and like and a little bit
yeah.
nicer.
And you can move your profile.
That totally solves the problem completely.
It does.
Of me spending hundreds of dollars on things that
I'll
don't.
I'll give you $100 to buy a Switch Lite. Let's just buy one right now. Here, I'll give you my credit card. We'll just get him a Switch Lite.
No, I can pick that. Too bad. Anyway. All right, guys. I think we pretty much run this conversation.
No, no, there was
pretty
something
clear
else. We had another tangent. Was
gray,
it poker
mains? Yellow. Oh, it was.
Give him yellow.
Yellow.
You like yellow?
The fuck
yellow.
Kidding,
don't buy me a
yeah,
Switch.
That's
yeah.
probably not.
Don't buy me a Switch.
You guys were so close to actually
so many
pulling
fewer
the trigger.
Bills than you guys.
That's true.
Most of my bills are sword related.
Yeah.
Actually, my top spend
yeah,
is.
What is it like to be privileged and have everything paid for
it's
in your life?
Pretty great. Paid for. I'd be fucking. Have the skills to pay the bills. That's what happened.
Did
my
you pay
biggest
for your schooling?
No. I was privileged for that, like everyone else.
I didn't. I'm
still
in paying skills school.
Okay, so anyway. my biggest expenses are mortgage.
I was a Daniel
food.
Nice.
Booze. Swords.
In that order?
Pretty sure, yeah.
What about utilities?
I don't even register.
Your food costs are more than your sword costs, which I get, but like... Yeah. I also don't believe that your utilities are on that list.
They're on there, but they're below everything else.
But I guess.
Well, because I have to count like $200 a month for the rent, Scott's rent, $75 a month for my, and then another $75 for Kate's. So that's already more than any utilities I have.
$75 a month to be in.
$75 each.
RMSG.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What? That's a lot.
That's the cheapest martial arts school.
Dude,
I've ever
yeah,
been
no,
in
it's
life.
Nothing.
Yeah, but I'm not in one, so it's a lot to me.
That's
$75 more I'd have to spend a month. Why am I going to do that? When I can just practice home martial arts.
How much money do you spend on board games a year, pal?
Actually, a lot less now. I've been not buying.
I've spent none.
Well, you were buying. You were buying
conversation over.
$2,000 with the utility swords, right?
Utility sword. This is my electrical sword. This is my gas powered sword. Your face lit up like Christmas.
I have to go make some phone calls. You don't know what a gas powered sword is? You take the sword, you dip it in gas, you light it on fire. Gas powered sword. Problem solved. There you go.
Gas powered stick.
But like, in true essence of something being powered. How would you ever, like, what would it mean to power a sword? Does that mean that the sword has to be thrust?
What I'm saying
gas?
Is, while you're making this, just like, but about that, it's on fire and I'm hitting you.
No, no, I know.
Now you're on fire.
Now I dig
no,
that.
No, no, no. I like the fact that there's, like, an engine hooked to the back and you have to, like...
Chain sword?
No,
it's just an engine.
Yeah, it's an engine. So
it's just a very small engine.
But wait,
the
is the engine responsible for the
nope.
cutting?
No.
Because then it's not powered by it, is it?
It's powered by an engine.
What part?
The sword.
The engine.
The sword.
That balance would be so bad, it'd be really hard to cut.
Yeah, like a chainsaw that does less.
It's a vibrator blade only because it shakes.
Not the same point. What about the electric powered sword? What is that?
That's just a taser that you taped to the end of the sword.
It makes me think of the joke about lightsabers, the more elegant, an elegant weapon from a more civilized time where we cut each other in half with fire swords.
Yeah.
It's like, cool.
Seems like.
It's fine.
Seems weird.
Well, goodbye.
We're going to engage in
goodbye.
Like, comment, and subscribe.
Oh,
I feel like
crap
by
the next time. This my last episode for a little while. I'm just going to be a listener for a bit.
Bye, Joe.
Woo-hoo.
We're losing two Joes this week.
Yeah.
Not forever.
I'll be back.
Unless his child
can the last thing be
him.
Joe saying, I'll be back?
I'll be back.